Empower Radio presents The Farkas Files, an exploration of energy, metaphysics, and the paranormal with David Franklin Farkas. The Farkas Files. The truth is in here, somewhere. Here's your host, David Franklin Farkas.
Good evening. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you one and all for being here and sharing some of your time wherever you are, whenever you are, because you could be listening anywhere in the world at any time, which is so cool. My guest tonight is Belinda Womack, and we're going to be talking about archangels. But first, tonight's metaphysical musing. And I talk about this a lot, but I wanted to point it out yet again. It's been a crazy couple of weeks all over the planet, but certainly on our part of the planet. And there are the obvious things like the hurricanes and the intense, and people that are not directly affected with it don't think about how the temperature and pressure differences affect us all over. The emotions of all the people that were involved are affecting us all over. But during this particular little period of time, there has also been the highest level of solar flare activity that's ever been recorded. And I've said that before, but it's true again. It's just crazy. And it was sequential. We got them one after another every few days. And the solar flares create what's called solar wind. It's a stream of particles. And that affects all kinds of things. The thing I read this week is that they were warning the astronauts on the space station not to do any spacewalks and to stay in different parts of the compartments so that they would not be exposed, because they've got almost no shielding at all. They're almost outside the atmosphere. Power systems, the power grid, all kinds of satellites are affected by that. And so it's real stuff. It's the power of the stream of particles will destroy certain kinds of electronics under certain circumstances. But it also creates a geomagnetic storm, which is not a storm like wind, but is a swirl of electromagnetic activity. And one of the things that was reported is that the northern lights, which typically are fairly far north, were coming down into the United States almost as far as where I live in Massachusetts. And I kept looking outside on the nights we were supposed to maybe get them, because who knows, we might have been right on that edge. But it's really affecting all kinds of things. And so for people that are not paying attention to it, you may be wondering why you were tired, or why you were more emotional, or confused, or your body hurt, or you felt dehydrated even though you weren't doing things that would typically cause that. All of those things are reactions, physical reactions, to this incredibly high level of both photons and electromagnetic energy coming through. So it's been intense, and it's been hard, and it hasn't all been hard because of the news. So be nice to yourself, stay hydrated, and realize that there's way more going on affecting you. And one of the things is, don't assume that you're getting sick, because it could be gone tomorrow, which is what happened for me. The solar activity let up, and today I was fine. But it's been an intense and difficult couple of weeks for me, because I'm very sensitive to all that stuff. So that's the sort of solar cosmic news version of the metaphysical musing. And now let's have some fun with Belinda Womack. Belinda, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me this evening, David.
My pleasure, and especially since you're talking about one of my favorite topics and some of my friends, the archangels. And I ask all of my guests, basically, how'd you wind up doing this? And I know you were not doing anything like this when you started out. This was not your first career.
Not at all. So I met my first archangel over 25 years ago now. I was working as a cell biologist, and I was working on a bone marrow sample when I had my out-of-laboratory experience. So just real real briefly, I was working on a sample, separating some lymphocytes, and all of a sudden I found myself in a stone room with a dirt floor, and there was it was a very ancient room. I was completely in a different place. I could smell the ancientness of the walls. I could feel the dirt underneath my feet. It was a cool kind of damp feeling, and there was this stream of just golden like sunlight. The room didn't really have much of a ceiling. And an angel appeared, and it was a very big, huge, beautiful angel with a trumpet. I said, that's got to be Gabriel. And Gabriel just spoke to me telepathically and said, you know, you're being called. We have new work for you to do. We want you to help humanity to remember that they are God's divine children. And I said, I think you've called the wrong person. I mean, I was so disoriented, right. And I didn't know where I was. And so, Gabriel just said, well, all we need you to know is in the book to your left. And I looked to my left, and there was this huge stone table with a giant book. It was giant. And the book opened up, and in red fire letters, scarlet red, was the word love. And so I said, you know, in my mind, I said, okay, love, that's something I can learn to do. And then the angel said, we will be in touch. And I was like, we? You're one angel. So that was my first clue that there were going to be more. But so to make this story short, I ended up back in the lab. I was still holding my sample. I thought it had been gone for hours, if not a day. I looked at my watch. Not even 1 minute had gone by. Right. But my whole body was just vibrating like I had been plugged into, I don't know, something. It was really intense. But that's how it all began.
I totally understand that. My transition to seeing and hearing them wasn't that dramatic, but I've had experiences like that where suddenly you're somewhere else doing something else. So, yeah, that's intense, especially if you didn't have any prior meditation or other experiences that prepared you for it.
I definitely wasn't prepared, David. Yeah, it was a shock.
pretty freaky. And so that was the beginning of it. And you're back in the lab, and you're still doing, as we used to say, in Brooklyn, your sidewalk act. You're just walking along through life doing what you always did. And then what happened?
So the second angel I met was Archangel Michael, who sometimes I call Big Blue. And that experience was, I was home, and I was just in a quiet space. And before my eyes, the room filled with blue eyes, and layers of blue eyes, looking at me. And as I just kind of got quiet, I was like, this has got to be Archangel Michael. And then I had that confirmation. And then a couple months after that, I was in a meditation group where the idea was we were going to meet our guardian angels, because I didn't really know anything about angels. And it was supposed to take 90 minutes. And at the end of that 90 minutes, you were going to meet one or two angels. Well, I closed my eyes, and there were 12. And I saw myself as a little child in the middle of the 12, and they each gave me a gift. And that's how I met the group of them. And then it took me, of course, a few months to leave my job. And they said, we're not going to make this easy for you to stay where you are. But I didn't know what it meant. You know, I didn't have a trust fund, if you know what I mean.
And oh, yeah.
I had no money, and I was like, how am I going to support myself? And so I floundered for a few months until, and this is the honest truth, I stopped and I asked them. I said, angels, how do you want me to earn my living? And they said, oh, we're glad you asked us. And that's how it all and that's how it all began. And so I just want to share with anyone out there that feels that they are being called or drafted to work for angels or to work for Mother, Father, God, make sure to just stop and ask, and how do you want me to earn my living? Because they do understand that most of us really do need to do that. So that's how it began.
Yeah, it's the whole relationship, and that you do need to ask is something that a lot of people never hear. And I don't know if you've had this experience with the archangels, but they can intervene in the physical world, but only if somebody with a physical body asks them to.
Well, David, what I have experienced is that sometimes they will intervene without my asking, but asking helps the ego. You know, that human personality that doesn't see naturally into the vibration where the angels live, which is that vibration of purest love. When we do ask and then we experience these miracles and we experience tangible help, then that really helps to build our faith muscles. You know, it helps us to trust that, right. Whoa, if I ask for help, it's going to show up for me. So that's why asking is so important, because, again, it helps that human ego to go, oh, okay, I'm not alone. I'm not alone here on Schoolroom Earth.
I like that, Schoolroom Earth.
Well, it is a school, right? According to the angels, it was created, this special planet out in all of the great cosmos is a place where souls come to learn how very important love is, and to learn that love is a power, that not only does it transform fear, the opposite of love and what causes us human beings to suffer, but it's the greatest healing power. You shared with me you do long-distance healing. It's the best stuff. And we just need to keep working with it and choose more of it.
Right, right. And it's our own pain and fear that we need to heal so that we can express that. And that's a big part of the journey, is our own healing, so that we can do the work more effectively.
And a continuous part of our journeys as healers is that, you know, we are all one, just as you shared in your opening remarks. And so when one of us hurts, wherever that is on the planet, we all feel that. And that's the beauty of working with the power of love and working with angels. They remind us of that. And they definitely, oh my goodness, they just pound it into my head, and I'm sure yours, hey, you're not just doing this deep healing work for yourself, Belinda, or with your clients. This is to help all those human beings who are asleep, who don't have the consciousness to say, hey, my thoughts create my life, and I can do something about what I'm experiencing. That's very advanced for some people. So we need to spread that love and do that inner transformation with the understanding we are helping all of humanity and all of the universe to evolve into greater compassion, understanding, and appreciation of the love that created us and holds us all together.
Absolutely. And of course, at this point on the planet, and maybe it's always been true, there's a very organized system of sending people fear messages and pulling them into distraction and into fear so they can't experience that love. And that's a big part of what we have to counteract.
Well, what the 12 archangels remind us of. And again, that when I say the number 12, their number is symbolic. It means evolution, just like there are 12 hours on a clock face and 12 signs in the zodiac. That represents a cycle, and we are all cycling through fear to higher levels of consciousness, meaning bringing more love in. And they teach us to work with those batteries of spiritual energy we've all been blessed with, those awesome chakras. That's what they're called. Mm-hmm. And the one on top of our head, that's loaded with this awesome stuff called violet fire. And we can use it just by visualizing the color. And violet fire, with the intention of doing transformation, which is just what the energy has in it, when we put our negative thoughts, or we just put a purple hat on our head, we can make it very simple in our imagination, we transform the fear in our minds, we transform it back into love. And mm-hmm. we can even work with the angels, as you know, and just shower, just visualize, like a little child. It's very fun, just to visualize the whole planet in the color purple. And that just immediately, believe it or not, in that second, in that moment, it transforms all of the fear. And it helps in that moment for us to say, wait a minute, there is joy. So they say, you know, take responsibility for your own thoughts and for your own fears, as you've already said, David. But also remember, you can work with these colors and help the entire planet. Because when we see you working with the color purple, and we know that you want to transform fear, well, we're right in there with you. And right. not just the angels, but all the ascended masters and all of the helpers in heaven. They just all join in to help anytime any one of us focuses our mind on doing some healing. Well,
absolutely. Cool. Yeah, I've always heard it called the violet flame and heard it associated with Saint Germain, although anybody can be a keeper of the flame, obviously. And there are many things that I can't do, for example, in doing a remote healing without the permission of the person I'm working on. Mm-hmm. Because of free will issues. But surrounding them with violet flame is something that can be done. And I've seen people whose lives were, you know, a country music song. Everything was wrong. The dog went away. Their girlfriend left. The truck has a flat tire, the whole thing. And gotten reports back a few weeks later that their life completely turned around. And all I had done was surrounded them with violet flame. So it's extremely, extremely powerful. And the way I understand what it does with an individual is that it transmutes negativity coming from them, but also coming towards them, to at least neutral, if not loving energy. And so they don't have all of that dark stuff still running. And people heal in amazing ways just from working with that one thing.
It is a super, super powerful energy. Again, it's made out of love, and it sits on top of our heads to help transform our fear. It's a gift that the Creator gave us. But violet fire, the violet flame, you know, it comes from two other energies, two other chakras, the ruby of the root chakra. Mm-hmm. And the angels say, they recommend that we work with the shade of red and ruby because scarlet can activate our anger, which sometimes is helpful. But they say if you take ruby, it's very nurturing. It brings in the vibration of the divine feminine, the divine mother. And then when we mix that with the sapphire blue of Archangel Michael and our throat chakra, that will to be courageous, to know what our yes is, to know what our no is, to bring in that higher direction. And we put those two colors together, then we have a sense of safety and security from the divine feminine. We have mm-hmm. a clarity from the divine masculine. And then we mix that together, and not only do we have the transformation that you spoke of the negativity both within and without, But the violet flame or violet fire, or violet energy or violet light, it's the energy of forgiveness. And forgiveness is a power, according to the angels, that really liberates us from all that heavy-duty stuff that fear creates, like shame and self-punishment, and self-loathing and guilt. And that's the really just extra gift, is that it's so difficult for human beings to forgive. But when we put that violet energy, when we allow it to fill our vessels, that forgiveness finds those places in our subconscious where we haven't been able to forgive, and it sets us free. And so that's why it's so wonderful and why our angels encourage us. Love God's rainbow. Work with those colors.
Yeah, I have a quick story about the blue from Archangel Michael. When I was going through my training, I trained with a couple of shamans in California for several years, and I worked nights in a psych hospital just because that makes the story more dramatic. I'm not sure why, but it was a good job. And I would walk around the halls checking rooms, you know, doing the thing that you do when you're night staff. And I would experiment with the blue light around me, the quality of it, what it felt like, you know, what do you want me to do with it now kind of thing. And one night there was a patient who shouldn't have even been there, who was roaming the halls unmedicated. And I was standing listening, leaning against a doorway. And he came quickly around the corner, and before I could move, he swung at me. He was trying to punch me in the stomach. And I just pumped up the blue light, and he couldn't go through it. I watched it compress. And the look on his face was precious, but there were two staff members sitting behind me who couldn't figure out why he couldn't hit me. And the intensity of working with those colors and working with the connection to the archangels and how it can affect our lives in the physical world is pretty amazing. It was, for me, a real turning point, realizing that the power of that. So,
thank you for sharing that amazing story and that sapphire blue. It is so incredibly powerful and protective. It's the best force field of protection that we can muster, at least in my experience, and sure sounds like it works well for you too.
Yep. Definitely, most people have their first intense connection with the archangels through Michael. And one of the things that you can learn about is that blue light and using that around yourself as protection and as a buffer. It's different quality, obviously, from the violet flame. So I want to make sure that people know where to find you online, and also mention your book, which is Lessons from the 12 Archangels, Divine Intervention in Daily Life. What's your web address?
My web address is my name, BelindaWomack.com.
How clever. And I assume the book is available through all the usual outlets, Amazon and all the rest.
It sure is, yes.
Do you have trainings or other activities that people should know about?
Well, sure. If anyone wants to come to my website, again, BelindaWomack.com, there's a free meditation called the 12 Archangel Vibrational Super Shifts, so that you can actually feel their vibration and their energy and just have a good lift up. If you're feeling down or if you're feeling great, you'll go even higher. And I offer a variety of courses, and I also do twice a month channeling of the 12 Archangels.
Oh, cool.
So all of that is and the information on my private sessions is right there on my website.
Perfect. So we're going to be going to a break. We will be back shortly, unless, of course, we get taller. My guest is Belinda Womack. Her book is Lessons from the 12 Archangels, Divine Intervention in Daily Life. And here we are on the Farkas Files. This is David Franklin Farkas on Empower Radio. And don't go nowhere. We'll be right back and we'll have more fun.
Meditation Channel, nonstop meditation music 24 hours a day in the new Empower Radio app. Music to empower your meditation, help you relax, sleep, or provide a calm background while you work. The Empower Meditation Channel is interruption free. Listen now with the Empower Radio app, free in the App Store, or listen online at empower.fm. Soothe your soul, calm your mind. The Empower Meditation Channel.
Kelly Clarkson, and I've toured the country dozens of times, and there's one thing every state has in common: childhood hunger. The sad truth is that 17 million kids don't know where their next meal is coming from, or if it's even coming at all. Yet there are billions of pounds of surplus food around the country at farms and warehouses that could help end this injustice. But all that food is useless if it doesn't get where it needs to go. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids before it goes to waste. But they can't do it without your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank. Find out how at feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together we're Feeding America.
To help solve hunger in your community and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. That's feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school,
in math,
I learned that I'm ugly and useless.
I'm trash.
In the gym,
in biology,
I learned that I'm pathetic,
that I'm fat,
and a joke.
And stupid.
In history,
today
I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends.
In biology,
in English, I learned that I make people sick.
And,
and at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell.
And
in chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid.
In English,
and in math,
that I make people sick.
I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today.
The only thing I didn't learn today.
The only thing I didn't learn
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Okay, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. So mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole or you have to start all over. Socks go on first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops, the rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But 2 minutes twice a day, making sure they brush their teeth, is easier, and it could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. Visit 2min2x.org to find out more. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
Be the change you want to see in the world. This is Empower Radio.
Now back to the Farkas Files with David Franklin Farkas on Empower Radio.
And we're back with my guest, Belinda Womack, and we're talking about archangels, one of my favorite topics. And so when you talk about the 12 archangels and the symbolism of the 12, do you experience different personalities and different names? Is that, I know that's part of my experience of them. Is that part of your experience of them?
Very often I will experience them in their different personalities, but I also have to say that they're very, in my experience, they're very musical in the way that they can just fuse and become one power. So it's a tricky question, David. I just have to be honest with you because, sure, sometimes Gabriel will be Gabriel. Raphael feels like Raphael, and then there are times when they're just all together, in a force.
Right. So, which is what many people experience with a channeled entity is that it's multiple personalities isn't a good word because of the connotation, but there are many personalities that are coming through as one personality to give the message. And so that doesn't surprise me particularly, although it's not typically my experience, but you know, everybody does this differently and I don't channel. So it's fascinating to me that, you know, for 25 years, you've been learning all this very detailed stuff about the energy and the chakras and all the rest of it. I found the book totally fascinating. And it's a very different way of interacting with them than my experience and a couple of other people I know that interact with them. So it's wonderful to get this different perspective on how to communicate with them, how to interact with them. You know, for example, they insist on that I call them the boys. I don't know why.
Interesting. But,
and since a large part of my work with them, at least early on, was helping them clear things when they were trying to make changes that needed to be made. It felt a whole lot like a bunch of guys in the firehouse just before an emergency, and the alarm would go off and they would go, okay, come on. What do you mean? I'm in the middle of something now. Come on. And then, you know, it would be basically a shamanic journey going with them and doing whatever needed to be done. But that's a very specific kind of interaction with them. The friend I was mentioning to you, Maureen, who has a very different relationship with them. It's more them coming to her and asking a friend to do things for them or doing things for her. But she also experiences the individuals. So it's, we all get this a little bit differently, but it's all the same thing, which is one of the wonders of the whole experience of shifting from the physical world to the spiritual world and having that communication.
So, yes, of course. And I think that we all agree that angels work with all of us all the time, and they're everywhere. You know, they're everywhere in nature, and you know, if anyone wants to know, at least from my perspective, well, what is an archangel then? Well, what these angels say to me, and they don't ask me to call them the boys, by the way, but I have called them the 12 big guns. So the boys. That what they're saying to me is that's because they ask you to be in your masculine and doing hero work with them. And so, but they say that arc in archangels, you know, if you just pronounce it differently, it's arch. Right. And that's really their role, is they help us to create an arch, a bridge between our head and our heart, between our ego and our soul, between heaven and earth, and that they do not believe in a hierarchy of angels. They say that's all a human invention because oneness is oneness, and all there is that center. But they say that sometimes human beings, you know, they want to think that an archangel is above a fairy angel or above the plant spirit in a healing plant, but or the wonderful awesome angel and your Labrador retriever. But they say, truly, an angel is an angel. And what that means is that they resonate with pure, unconditional love. And they want to teach us, really help us to remember that that's where we come from. That's what we're made out of. So we can think we're just these schmucky, stupid human beings that want to just shoot each other, when the truth is that, sure, a lot of us may have forgotten where we come from. We may have forgotten that we really are made of goodness and love. But the angels, by loving us unconditionally, help us to remember that. And as we treat ourselves better, as we start to treat ourselves with some respect of what's inside of us, then we start to treat each other with greater respect. So that is, you know, as you well know, their big mission is this is a school, they say. Earth is a school. It's a very special place where souls from all over the universe choose to come here. And we come here because we're brave and because we really do want to experience the depths of separation from the Creator. So that means the depths of fear. Some people call that evil or intense negativity. But we choose to experience that so that we can change it, so that we can remember, oh, this is illusion. This is illusion. I have a choice.
Right.
And I can change what I am experiencing. We're not here to suffer. We're here to learn.
Right. Yeah, I've come to the conclusion that we're all just making it up, and then we believe what we made up and get really upset about all of it. And there's no reason to believe most of what we believe. But people have a great time being upset about all this stuff.
And our beliefs create our reality. You know, our beliefs create our life. And when we don't understand that 90% of the beliefs that we're using to create our lives, or more than that, is stuck down in our subconscious, so we don't even know what we're using to create what we're experiencing, then we just think we're victims all the time. And that's so what the angels want to help us get out of, is that victim consciousness, that feeling of powerlessness, that we're helpless. That couldn't be further from the truth.
Right. And that's, you brought up a very important point about everything basically being run by the subconscious. And there are a lot of people and forces who are very good at manipulating the subconscious. Propaganda works. And so there are lots and lots of people who are taking in all kinds of stuff which isn't true, and their fear is getting pumped up, and it makes it more and more difficult for them to experience themselves as love, you know, with the exception of the one or two people that they let in. You know, your spouse and your kids and your dog. But the rest of the world is dangerous and scary. And that's what we need to change. That's what's behind all the craziness that's going on.
Well, one of the core beliefs that the angels say we get indoctrinated with here on Schoolroom Earth is that fear keeps us safe.
Right.
And so we can put that in the violet flame. You know, we can just see it as written on a piece of paper and wad it up and throw it in a violet fire trash can, or put it in the violet fire or violet flame bonfire. And then we can leap in the energy, just jump in it. I love to do this very simple imagery where I stand in a violet fire river. And so it's this purple river with the current flowing through the front of my body, and it pulls all the fear out, and it's going downstream, and of course it's transformed. And I know when that transformation is complete, because the river will turn into turquoise, and the angels say that that's the energy of hopes and dreams come true. So we can, It's also available for us. We might have to do it, you know, a few times a day, sometimes when we're clearing that propaganda, because we've all been indoctrinated. You know, human beings also don't realize that very often they come to this school more than one lifetime.
Right.
And so we do get indoctrinated over the millennia of our past lives or the stories we take on when we incarnate. And we do that through our DNA, through our inheritance. So we inherit all of great-great-grandpa's stories. And so we can do something about that. We can just start with, do I have anxiety in my body? Do I feel anxious right now? Let's go take a swim in that purple river and let that anxiety go.
Right.
It works.
I know it works. Mm-hmm. And the problem is most people, when they feel any of that stuff, have a beer and watch sports. You know, it's anything to be distracted from it rather than addressing it in some way that's healing.
But here's something we can do for those people who are drinking a beer and watching sports. What we can do through the law of one, which just means we're all one, mm-hmm. is that we can look inside of our vessel. So we can do a simple just imagery exercise where we see that inside of us is everyone else. So we can just imagine that we're looking inside of our vessel for who's watching sports and drinking beer. And we can go from our heads to our toes. You know, the beer drinkers and the sports watchers, they love to hang out in the knees where the ego gets stuck in the physical. And we can just send them all swimming into a violet fire lake and just let them have a good time. And then we're going to feel better. And yes, we have helped every other human being out there
right.
from looking within ourselves.
Right. It's very similar to the principles in the Hawaiian healing method called Ho'oponopono, which also talks about how it's all inside of us, but it's almost all subconscious. And so it's a conversation with spirit asking for us to be disconnected from all of that stuff that we didn't do intentionally. We picked it up from wherever we picked it up, so that we're no longer part of that. It's no longer running through us. So this is another way to do it. It's wonderful. Of course, yours is much more beautiful and juicy than saying four statements. But
well,
it's the same principles.
It is the same principles. And David, the information in Lessons from the 12 Archangels, and it's mm-hmm. a channeled work. What I've been told by other scholars is that, you know, it has information that, you know, the ancient Egyptians would teach. And as you said, the ancient Hawaiian philosophy. And it's just that the truth doesn't change. It may come in different words or a little bit of a different technique, but truly it is what it is. And it's just that the healing has always been available to us. It just may come through in different ways, but we can still feel that truth in our bodies.
Right.
And the truth sets us free. We know that.
Right, right. And it's in effect, you have created another spiritual tradition, another lineage, another way of understanding this, looking at it, working with it, which is an amazing thing.
Well,
yeah.
I'm grateful to participate. As I shared with you again before your show, that I feel that our job is, as healers, is to show up and hopefully not get in the way.
Right. The question that I always ask is, so what do you want me to do now?
Right. Yeah, that's a good question.
You know,
can I
just
help?
Just be present and say, okay, what now? Mm-hmm. You know, what do I need to do? Where do I need to go? There's no why to it. You just make yourself available. And But it takes a while to settle into that and not be completely freaked out by the experience.
A little bit. But then, you know, when I tune into you, David, and I tune into that little David inside of your heart, you know, the angels love to work with our inner child. And what your little David says to me is, I've done this for a lifetime. I was the first in line when they were looking for volunteers, and they said, this is going to be a tough time on Schoolroom Earth. We need the bravest of the brave. I see your little David. He's just saying, me, I'm going.
Again.
Yeah. Again.
Yeah, that's me. It always amazes me that that comes through in lots of different ways, you know. Oh, you, right, yeah. Evidently, I also have a reputation on the other side. There are entities that look at me and go, oh, no, it's him. So,
Well, they say that with love, though. They adore you.
No, these are entities that are making trouble and really don't want me to intervene.
Oh, those entities. Well,
yes.
Right. The 12 archangels say that those are caught in that astral filter, that that world where negativity can come to life, that that is between earth and heaven, if you just look at the vibration. But the beings in heaven, where there is just love, they've got your back, and they're very, very grateful to you. So sure, the thought forms and the shabungis, as I call them, they don't really like people like us. But well, in a way, they do, because it's important to remember that the light always wants to I was doing that backwards. My brain sometimes does a flip. The darkness always wants to go to the light. Just like in physics, the cold wants to go to the warmth and to neutralize. So if we can remember that, that sure, the dark ooby-goobies, as I call them, they might want to give us a little bit of trouble, the ghosties out there, but ultimately, they're just trying to find their way home. They're trying to return to love.
Yeah, I call them schmoogies, so our expressions are pretty close. And that expression of mine has taken on a life of its own and spread all over the place. I got it from someone else, obviously. It's one of the things about all of this is that life is much richer when you're what I call broadband, when you can pick up more of what's going on than what's going on in the physical. And unfortunately, we live in a society that is really suspicious of that and frequently does bad things to people who are different. We're not very accepting of our eccentrics in this country. So it's a challenge for us to do all of this in the world and stay out of trouble. It often feels like being a spy.
I understand. I do. And I don't mean any disrespect, only love, but the 12 archangels would like to argue with you. And they say,
surprise.
They say, David, work with the law of inside out. Again, if you are finding resistance or rejection in the outer world for giving your message, for doing your work, look inside for those beliefs or those past lives or those old stories or those old memories that say inside of you, this is what I can expect. I can expect resistance. But if you transform that, again with violet fire or any of the other colors of the rainbow, then what you will find is that the door always opens for you. Mm-hmm. You will see that there is no resistance.
Right. My experience typically is fine. And the other thing that's happened in my life is I'm pretty much a hermit, which avoids a lot of the interactions that would cause any of those kerfuffles, but yes, I totally understand that.
Well, they appreciate your service.
Thanks, guys.
They laugh when you say you're a hermit because the guys are with you. The boys,
well,
sorry, the boys.
Yeah. Right. The boys are with me and the dragons are with me and there's a whole group, but not a whole lot of people.
Well, you don't need a whole lot of people. It's just as you understand, it's that everything also works on a vibrational highway. So,
right.
But there are lots and lots of people that you connect with on your radio show and that you help. So they just they don't mean to pick a fight with you. They just say, "Oh no, you're not a hermit."
Why would this time be any different, guys? we are they're often laughing at me, and we're often going back and forth. And I, really, it's a no. yeah, it's a give and take. So those of us that can do that have a very rich experience that most people don't have. So I honor it and appreciate it and enjoy it totally.
Very good, very good. And the angels, they say, as you well know, that if you want to experience us, if you want to see that this is simple, it's not complicated, close your eyes and begin to breathe. And then imagine that before you is a purple door. It has a beautiful crystal doorknob. And feel that smoothness under the palm of your hand. And open the door and look for the little child that lives within your heart, that little self called the inner child or the divine child, and ask that child to take you to your angels. And if you want to meet the 12 archangels or 7 archangels or 100 archangels, just say, I invite you into my heart, and we will come. We, all of the angels, will come. We will sing to you, and we will fire you up. We actually love to put that sapphire flame underneath your keisters so that then you have the courage you need to
I love your visualizations and your shamanic journeys. They're wonderful. And our journey is just about over here, which is always true of my best guests. We just ran out of time when we're revving up. So let's make sure that people know where to find you online.
Belinda, Belinda Womack, womack.com.
And they can find out about your books and your workshops and your healing work and all of that on the website.
Yes, they sure can.
So this has been great fun. Thank you so much for being on the show. My guest tonight is Belinda Womack. Her book is Lessons from the 12 Archangels, Divine Intervention in Daily Life. Thanks, Belinda.
Thank you. It was great.
I had fun. And if you guys listening are curious about who is this guy David and what in the world does he do, you can go to househealing.com. And there are all kinds of technology to get in touch with me, including a scheduling link to set up a 20-minute free phone conversation, and we can assess what's going on with a person, place, business, situation, whatever it happens to be, and see how my work might be helpful to you. If you want more about the show, go to thefarkasfiles.com. Isn't that clever? And the whole archive is there. We've been doing this for 6 years, so there are hundreds of interviews with fascinating people, and you can listen to them there. You can also get the Empower smartphone app in either smartphone flavor and listen to all of it from there. And we're also on most of the streaming media, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, iPod, iTunes podcasts, all of those. And just look for Empower Radio or the Farkas Files, and you can listen that way. Isn't it wonderful, this new technology that we have that lets you quickly and easily plug into all of this at your convenience, wherever you are, whenever you are, whatever is going on. So, and take advantage of some of the new things on Empower Radio. There are lots of new shows, and there's also the meditation music channel. So check that out as well. And here we are again at the end of a wonderful show. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thank you one and all for being here. And this is David Franklin Farkas for the Farkas Files. The truth is in here somewhere, I hope. Have a fantastic week. We'll be right back.